Have you ever noticed how some people seem stuck in an endless cycle of wishing and dreaming without making progress? Gabrielle Oettingen's groundbreaking research reveals a counterintuitive truth. Positive thinking alone can actually sabotage our goals. After 20 years of rigorous studies, Oettingen discovered that merely visualizing success often leaves us less likely to achieve it. In one striking example, job-seeking graduates who frequently fantasized about success sent 41% fewer applications and earned $18,000 less annually than their more realistic peers. This isn't just personal, it's economic. Companies with overly optimistic CEO letters to shareholders underperformed more realistic competitors by 31% over 3 years. The $10 billion self-help industry has sold us a partial truth. While optimism matters, it's only half the equation. What we really need is a scientifically validated approach that works with our psychology rather than against it, one that combines dreams with a clear-eyed view of reality. Imagine spending hours daydreaming about your perfect relationship, career success, or fitness transformation. These mental vacations feel wonderful, and therein lies the problem. When we positively fantasize, our brains experience achievement without taking action. Studies show obese women who visualize themselves as slim lost 24 pounds less than those with more realistic mental images. Similarly, students who fantasized about good grades studied 25% fewer hours and scored lower, while those who dreamed about crushes were less likely to even make eye contact with their love interests. Positive fantasies trick our brains into thinking we've already succeeded, draining our motivation. Despite these motivational drawbacks, positive fantasies serve crucial psychological purposes. For people facing oppression or hardship, they provide essential support. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech sustained a movement through difficult times. Even Holocaust survivors collected recipes into cookbooks using fantasy to maintain humanity and envision life beyond suffering. Our brains naturally produce positive fantasies in response to both physiological and psychological needs. These mental images direct our attention toward relevant stimuli, assist in goal planning, and provide emotional regulation. Perhaps most valuably, fantasizing helps us discover what we truly want through risk-free mental exploration, like a pre-med student realizing during daydreams that they dislike hospital environments before committing to that career path. Mental contrasting combines positive thinking while avoiding its pitfalls by having you first visualize your desired outcome in detail, then confront the internal obstacles in your way. A study with 168 female university students revealed mental contrasting works selectively, energizing those who believed success was likely while helping those with low expectations disengage. Students who realistically believed they could improve their study habits showed increased motivation and better grades, while those with unrealistic goals redirected their energy elsewhere. This technique helped Charlie, a graduate student caring for his grandmother through terminal cancer. When traditional self-care advice failed, mental contrasting helped him identify his specific obstacle, guilt about taking breaks. By contrasting his wish to be a good caregiver with his obstacles, Charlie developed practical strategies like scheduling short respite periods with reliable backup care. Mental contrasting operates largely below our awareness. When we judge wishes feasible, our brains automatically connect future desires with present obstacles. The technique creates non-conscious associations between obstacles and actions needed to overcome them. For example, a student might automatically connect skipping a party with studying for an exam without requiring conscious deliberation. Researchers enhanced mental contrasting by combining it with implementation intentions, explicit achievement plans, creating WOOP, wish, outcome, obstacle, plan. 1. Wish, identify something challenging but achievable. 2. Outcome, visualize the best outcome from fulfilling this wish. 3. Obstacle, identify your internal obstacle. 4. Plan, create an if-then plan to overcome the obstacle. Implementation intentions use specific if-then statements. If situation X arises, then I will perform response Y. Analysis of nearly 100 studies confirms these have a medium to large impact on goal achievement by helping people start tasks, avoid distractions, and break habits. Whoop relies on free-flowing thoughts rather than rational analysis. Find a quiet place without distractions. Beginners might need 15 to 20 minutes, but with practice, it takes just minutes. The process often triggers emotional insights, as with Colin, a counselor who wished to buy a house. Through Whoop, he recognized his anxiety about settling in one location as his obstacle and created a plan to remind himself of his supportive network's benefits there. Unlike many self-help techniques, Whoop is free, quick, and universally applicable with compelling scientific evidence across diverse domains. Research with a German health insurance company found women using Whoop exercised nearly twice as much and ate significantly more fruits and vegetables, with benefits persisting for 2 years. Chronic back pain patients using Whoop achieved nearly double the physical capacity of control groups. Stroke patients using Whoop exercised almost twice as much, 170 minutes weekly, and lost over 10 pounds, while control groups gained weight. Whoop effectively reduced binge drinking among college students and harmful relationship insecurity behaviors. In education, high school students using Whoop completed 60% more PSAT practice questions. Middle school students, including those at risk for ADHD, completed more homework, while low-income students improved both GPA and attendance. Unlike unvalidated positive thinking approaches, Whoop offers a scientifically proven method that helps people better regulate their lives for individual and collective benefit. Whoop serves as a practical tool for everyday life, helping identify realistic wishes, overcome obstacles, and create meaningful change. With practice, it becomes a natural mental habit that transforms how we approach challenges. Beginners should start with emotionally significant wishes to experience Whoop's effectiveness before applying it to routine matters. After gaining comfort with the technique, experiment with different wishes, times, and contexts to develop your personal practice. Many practitioners prefer mornings, evenings, or commutes for their daily Whoop. Free smartphone apps at whoopmylife.org guide users through the steps and track wishes. Whoop is particularly valuable during stressful moments, before presentations, difficult meetings, or challenging interpersonal situations. Taking just 3 minutes to Whoop before going on stage can transform anxiety into preparation. Beyond motivating action, it helps resolve dilemmas through mental contrasting, enabling decisive action and eliminating the burden of unresolved questions. Whoop connects us to our authentic desires by helping us overcome fears and untested beliefs, enabling true freedom, the ability to pursue what we genuinely want rather than others' expectations. Mental contrasting practitioners process negative feedback more effectively than those who merely fantasize or fixate on obstacles. They maintain higher self-esteem and view feedback as identifying specific, temporary challenges that can be overcome through effort. While conscious planning matters, mental contrasting engages both conscious and non-conscious processes, allowing pursuit of viable wishes with your full mental capacity. Athletes use visualization to enhance performance, and fantasizing provides immediate emotional relief as a coping mechanism. However, fantasies work best as complements to action-oriented planning, not substitutes for real effort. The journey begins with two essential questions. What is your dearest wish? What holds you back from achieving it?